Welcome to a special Veterans Day edition of The Business Side. I'm Alan Lytle, and I have the Commissioner of the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs, Ben Adams, on the phone. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Now, I just hopped onto your website and did a read, and did I see this right? There are about 295,000 military veterans and families right here in Kentucky.
Al, that's exactly right. We've dropped a little bit over the past years, but right now, the way that we look at our numbers across the Commonwealth, we're right about 295,000, hopefully continuing to go back up again.
Now, you all offer a broad range of services, and I want you to sort of talk about some of them right now.
We have several different opportunities within our agency, and as I go through them, feel free to ask any questions about any one of them. We have 23 field reps across the Commonwealth that help the veterans when they separate or retire from the military. We have 4 veteran nursing homes. We have 5 cemeteries. We also have a couple of ladies that help us on our homeless veterans or near homeless by providing some funding. We have our employment, and we also have our women veterans programs as well.
Now, you had mentioned homeless veterans, and I understand there was a milestone that was recently reached back in the spring regarding homeless veterans in Lexington.
Yes, here in Lexington, Mayor Gordon had indicated we were one of, I believe, 25 or 26 cities across the nation that essentially has battled the homeless veteran issue, where any veteran looking for a place to stay, they have one. And in our case, in our homeless veteran program, what we look for are basically the veterans that are near homeless. We would certainly help those that are homeless, but if they're getting ready to be evicted out of their home or they can't pay for their electricity or food, we provide a stipend for them to basically get a leg up again, and we line them up with organizations that might be able to provide some additional funding, or we have an employment program in our office that can assist on helping them find a better job for those that are underemployed or unemployed.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the employment angle, because obviously a person can avoid becoming homeless if they have a really, really good job. So talk about that.
Yeah, and that's the struggle we have. You know, there's a lot of the veterans when they leave uniform, there's a certain expectation of you know, how quick they can find a job and try to make the same amount of money as they were making in uniform. And unfortunately, matching that up with what the opportunities are in the civilian community is somewhat difficult. So we take pride in working with a lot of the companies throughout the Commonwealth and match up the skill sets that these veterans have that will help keep them from being homeless or right on the verge of being homless.
And to that end, you quite often have some job fairs around the state, correct?
Oh, all the time.
Now, regarding services that you would like to see extended, mental health counseling would certainly be one of them, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is still one of our number one things that we try to address within the veteran community. You know, we all talk about the 22 veterans or service members that take their lives. It's the number of women that are committing suicide as well has increased. So the mental health aspect is very important. And again, tying back to what the field reps do when they meet up with a veteran is to ensure that they are part of the VA medical center, because typically there's only about 4 or 5 of these veterans that have actually been within the VA system that commit suicide. So it's that other 18 to 16 that are not, and that's what we want to try to do is make sure that they are receiving the mental health treatment that they certainly need and deserve.
If people want more information and to see the broad range of services and maybe get connected to those services, you have a website, and that is what?
It is veterans.ky.gov, and it certainly opened the door for a lot of questions to be asked, and we certainly direct them to who they need to speak with.
What do you do in terms of reaching out to the veterans?
So we try to use as much of the social media to reach out to the veterans to help them understand that there is a lot of benefits out there for them to ask about and possibly qualify for. The women veterans are probably the most reluctant of all to approach these benefits or even self-identify. And we struggle with that daily, and we are trying to do as many women programs and outreaches as we can, again, to help educate them and support them with their needs.
Well, that's about all the time that we have for today on the business side. Now, I know today being Veterans Day, you got a very, very busy schedule ahead of you, and we want to thank you for your time today, Ben, continued success.
Well, thank you again, and certainly thank you for all the support you give the veterans and bringing focus to a lot of the issues and challenges that they are faced every day.
Ben Adams has been our guest today on the business side, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org.